Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 13 October 2025. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We are so glad you're with us. We're going to bring up a special guest in a minute. We're going to talk to Alex McFarland. I'll tell you more about him in a minute. Bring him up, let him share a little bit of bio also. Get you caught up what's going on and his world and what he does. But before we do that, we do plan on having Bible study again this weekend. I hope you'll join us. I really mean that. And over the last few months, we've been graced with the presence of a fine lady that's written several books and does a lot of interviews herself, named Diane Ketterman. She'll be joining us this coming weekend, and we're going to discuss together, roundtable discussion. Everybody's invited to join us on some issues that's happening in the world today. So she'll be joining me with the discussion for the hour of Bible study from 1 to 2. Hope you'll join us for that. Of course, we start 10:30 a.m. Eastern, as always, with prayer question, praise reports. 11:30 a.m., we go into Christian Worldview News, prophecy in the news. Then at 1 o'clock, we'll have discussion, and it's open. Everybody wants to call and share their thoughts between Diane and myself, and we just want you to come and join us and feel at home. So if you can join us by going to PastorButch.com and click on Rumble, then you'll see us there live. If you can't do that, you can call the number at 339-209-5013, 339-209-5013. You join us that way also, and I hope you will. We truly enjoy having you. And thus, last this past weekend, the teaching I did on dividing nations, that's what Satan does. He done it to ancient Israel. He's doing it to us today. He destroyed us by dividing and conquering. Christ said a house divided can't stand. And we know that 2 Peter 2 talks about in the last days there'll be all kinds of denominations or heresies. Divided churches have a hard time standing together. So we're seeing that. So that lesson was done for 2 hours. It took 2 hours to teach that lesson. And some people really commented on it and said it was really powerful. And I pray it was. But I pray above everything else that glorifies our Father in heaven and edifies his body, the church. I really mean that. Now, tonight, like I said, we have Alex McFarland who's going to join us. And we're going to open up the line, as always, to phone calls next half hour. We always do. But Alex is an American public speaker. He's an author, educator, advocates for Christian apologetics. He's traveled many places, many churches across country in different locations and prisons everywhere else, preaching and teaching the scriptures and explaining the Bible to people that may not want to believe it. He is right out in the front of the battle. He's written some books. Several books. He's got one out now, 100 Questions and Answers on Prophecy and the End Times. Should be an interesting book. Now, I'm certain that he and I will not see eye to eye on all of the theology that we try to teach. I've never met anybody in the whole world that's ever agreed on everything. My wife and I have many disagreements, but we've been married almost 54 years, so obviously we love each other. That's what Christians should do too. True believers. that believe in the basics of salvation should teach each other and grow with each other. When I started out, I learned a lot over the years by a lot of false teachings that I believed for a long, long time, because that's what I was taught. I had to change my mind according to the Word of God and truth, and sometimes that takes time. So if you don't agree in everything, understand this. We are out here fighting the same battle. We're fighting the same enemy. Let's try to get it. Let's try to help each other along the way. And tonight's guest, like I said, Alex McFarland, is going to share some things with us tonight. We're going to share different topics and open the lineup, like I said, the next half hour for your questions and comments. Let's try together tonight to reason together and do something to glorify God Almighty and edify His body out there listening tonight. Okay? And for those that are believers, let's pray we'll touch your hearts and minds with the Word of God, so that their eyes can be opened to the gospel of Christ. Because the God of this world's got them blinded. He's got a lot of us blinded. Even the Christians are partially blinded. All of us are. That's His job. That's why He does. So understand this. We need to help each other through this. Are you there, Alex?
I'm here. Thank you for that intro. You're more than welcome.
Thank you for doing what you're doing. Well, it's an honor to have you. It's been a while, hasn't it?
It's been a little while, but I know you've been busy for the gospel, and so have we, and it's always good. You know, I have so many great friends in the ministry like yourself, and we don't get to fellowship and hang out like we might like because we're busy out there trying to live out and fulfill the Great Commission, but it's good to visit with you a few moments tonight, and when we get to heaven one day, that's going to be a, you know, the Bible talks in Hebrews 4 about entering into Christ's rest. And I think we're going to get to do all the fellowshipping that we couldn't do down here.
You reckon it'll be good fishing?
Oh, yeah. Do you know, the Lord must be okay with catching and eating fish, because do you know the resurrected Jesus, like in Luke 24, he fixed broiled fish for the disciples.
Yes, he did.
And yes, I guarantee did. That was the best plate of fish any human ever ate, because Jesus
cooked it. Can guarantee that. And I mean, I know, I can't fathom heaven. I don't think many people can, because it's way above our comprehension. We can imagine it, and that's all wonderful. But really can't get it through our head, I think, what's really there. But I've always thought that we were blessed on earth with what He gave us on earth as far as nature and what we see around us. I do believe that that will be the same thing when we get up there. We'll be when we get to our new earth, the new Jerusalem, the new earth. I think we'll see things that only we can't imagine. It's going to be so beautiful. I really believe that.
I know. You know, life is such a blessing. Every day is such a gift. And the world down here is very beautiful. I mean, there are beautiful sunsets, beautiful mountains. The Grand Canyon is beautiful. And this world, the Bible says this world was subject to futility, the fall and, you know, the ravages of sin and destruction. And yet it's still a very beautiful world of animals and flowers and butterflies and fish and people. And imagine heaven. I mean, how beautiful it will be. Not only, you remember Christ said, I've gone to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Now, for 2,000 years, He's been working on that place for us. And I really think, because I talk Butch with a lot of skeptics sometimes, and sometimes skeptics will say, oh, I don't want to go to heaven. I think it would be boring. No, I think it's going to be unimaginably beautiful. And of course, the best part of all is that we'll be there with Jesus Himself.
Oh, my. Yeah, again, that's going to be, to finally, by the grace, His grace, see His face and the Father's face. I don't think many words, there's no words that we can ever begin to use to describe it now, and probably not then either.
That's true. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things God has prepared for them that love Him.
Amen. Amen. That's the truth. But anyway, we could talk about this for a long time, and I'd love to, but I know we've got other things we've got to talk about, no doubt about it. And I want you to tell the folks a little bit of bio about Alex McFarland. Being our new listeners, and tell them what you do exactly.
Well, I'm an evangelist, and specifically, we use apologetics to present the gospel.
Now, and explain to folks what apologetics is. Folks, he's not apologizing because he's a Christian, but tell him what that really means.
Yeah, well, apologetics is the evidence for Christianity, using, you know, facts and reason to set forth the truth of the gospel. And there are a number of Bible verses, like 1 Peter 3:15, that tell us to be ready to give an answer to everyone who asks a reason for the hope that we have. So when we're talking about apologetics, it's the reason why Christianity is true, like history and archaeology and the manuscripts that have been preserved and sound reasoning. And in fact, Butch, just before you and I spoke, I had the privilege of leading a man to Christ. He's in Romania, and he found me on the internet, and he called, and he said he had been trying to, you know, find religion, and he was going to an Islamic men's group, and he said, but he just wasn't sure, but before he totally committed to Islam, he wanted to consider Christianity. And, you know, so we talked for a total of about an hour and a half. And just not long ago, just a few moments ago, this gentleman on the phone in Romania, he prayed to accept Christ as his Savior. But you know what convinced him, Butch, was the resurrection. You know, I was talking to him, and I said, you know, tell me what you know about Jesus. And he said, well, he was a good man. I said, well, he was more than that. Jesus is the Son of God. And God incarnate, even. God took on a human body, and that's why Christ was able to pay our sin debt on the cross, because being, you know, God in human form, he could pay our sin debt, but he rose from the dead, and the resurrection, the empty tomb, sets Christ apart from anyone else who ever lived. And so Jesus made some very exclusive claims that only he could forgive our sin, but he coupled those claims with something nobody else ever did. Jesus rose from the dead. And this man in Romania, I've never seen him in person, but he emailed me. I sent him my phone number. He called me, and he accepted Christ on the phone just moments ago, Butch.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, that's amazing. We have a new brother around the world from us. That is amazing. That is, yeah. That's what it's all about. But now, in your travels, and you do travel a lot, you speak, and you do about 7 radio shows a week?
Yeah, we do five days a week is live, and that show is called Exploring the Word. I did it today, and it's live Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. The American Family Radio Network has over 200 radio stations. But then we're streamed online, and, you know, oh, my goodness, we've had phone calls from London, England. We happen to know of radio listeners in Saudi Arabia. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
You know, thank the Lord for the radio stations throughout the continental U.S., and, you know, it's our joy to minister to millions of listeners. But by virtue of the Internet, I mean, there's people that listen to you and me, I mean, in places where maybe missionaries and preachers couldn't even go, you know?
That's true. But that's very true.
Hey, Butch, I got to tell you a miracle story. I mean, really, I grew up on a farm in North Carolina, and for 68 years, my grandfather and my dad and me as a little boy, we ran a chicken farm in central North Carolina. I say Greensboro. Some people may have heard of Greensboro, North Carolina, but really it was out in the county. It was called Pleasant Garden. And we had a farm. Actually, the farm we owned for 88 years, 68 of those years, we ran a chicken business. And we sold eggs to restaurants and grocery stores. And I grew up, I mean, 5-6 years old, I was riding on the egg truck with my dad and his workers, and all I ever wanted to do was run the chicken farm, Butch. But I was 21, and I got saved, and I began to talk to my friends about Christ, and I was pretty shy and introverted, never dreamed that God would call me to preach, but I got into apologetics because, you know, I knew my friends needed to be saved. And a lot of the guys that I was friends with, that, you know, I was 21 years old, 21, 22, 23. A lot of my buddies, they were like, oh, come on, Alex. You know, the Bible is some old book. What in the world does the Bible have to do with anything? And I just began to try in my own awkward way to witness to these guys. And that's how I got into evangelism, because I wanted my friends to get saved. And I married a wonderful Christian girl named Angie, and we've been married 36 years now. And I went to seminary at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia. And you blink, and 3.5 decades has gone by, Butch.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. My goodness, yes. My wife, like I mentioned in the broadcast, my wife's been married almost 54 years. It doesn't seem possible. We have 3 great-grandsons now. I'm thinking, how can that be? I was just 30 years old last week. You know what I mean?
Exactly, exactly.
What happened? But nonetheless, so you really are committed hours and hours a day in the spreading the gospel around the world. And you didn't do the chicken farm. You must have left the chicken farm behind because you had something else to do.
Well, you know what? Listen to this. God did a great work in our family, and this is illustrative of the importance of what you're doing. My mother and dad were both Christians. They're in heaven now. But in the 70s and 80s, you know, the busyness of running a business, and at one point my dad had about 18 employees, and we were somewhat of a church-going family, but not completely. But my mother and dad gave their life to Christ. They recommitted their life to Christ watching Charles Stanley. You remember on TV,
oh,
Charles,
yes,
Stanley?
Oh, yes. He's still on.
And shortly before I got saved, one time, and you know, the farm had some financial struggles. And anyway, I have an older sister. She got married and moved away. But Mom and Dad called us all in and said, my dad said, your mother and I, we have recommitted our life to Christ. We've been watching Charles Stanley, James Kennedy. We've given our life to Christ, and we're going to dedicate the farm and all that we have to the Lord. And that made a big impression on me. It really, really made an impression on me. Well, shortly thereafter, I started going to a Monday night Bible study at a little Baptist church outside of Greensboro, North Carolina, and I really got under conviction, and I gave my life to Christ at 21. But I still kept, you know, working for my dad. But here's the thing, about 4.5 years into my Christian walk, I really felt called to the ministry. And, you know, about 4 years of being a believer, Butch, I had really grown in the Lord. I'd led, right, many of my friends had come to Christ. I'd led some people to Christ on my delivery route. But here's the thing. I was really my dad's number one employee. At 25 years old, I ran the business for my dad. And I knew he could not afford to replace me. I mean, really. I was doing inventory. I was overseeing staff. And my dad, by this point, his back was really hurting. And I knew he couldn't run the business without me, really. And yet I felt very much called. And I'd been checking out schools, and I found Liberty University, and I met Jerry Falwell, and I wanted to go to Lynchburg, Virginia. And I wanted to get married to Angie. So I really prayed and prayed. Well, I'll never forget, one morning I loaded my truck for my route It was about 7:30 in the morning. And my dad and I, a lot of times we'd have coffee and, you know, talk about the day. On Thursdays, I had 100 stops on my delivery route. And I said, "Daddy, I need to talk to you." He said, "I need to talk to you." And I said, "Well, I need to have a serious conversation." So we met for breakfast before I headed out for 10 hours of driving the truck. And I said, "Listen, Daddy, I've got to leave. I'm going to get married to Angie. I'm going to move to Virginia, and I'm going to go to seminary because God's called me to preach." And he just reached out his hand, and we prayed together, which was, my dad was a pretty tough World War II vet, and he was not a real touchy-feely kind of guy. And we prayed, and I opened my eyes, and he said, "Son, I've been agonizing, didn't know how to tell you, but I've sold the farm." I was like, "Really?" And he said, "I know you loved the egg farm. That's all you ever wanted to do. I didn't know how to tell you, but I've sold the business, sold the farm, and I'm going to retire." And I was like, "Praise God. This is perfect." And do you see, Butch, it all worked out. God worked it out.
Amen.
And with absolute peace, I married Angie. 3 months later, we're in Lynchburg, and I was enrolled at Liberty University, and I was a youth pastor for 11 years, and then we began to put on big, big youth events. And when I say big, I mean, like, I rented the Greensburg Coliseum. We had 8,000 teenagers come to hear Coach Tom Landry of the Dallas Cowboys, and then we brought in Josh McDowell and speakers. And by 2003, my phone rang one day, and it was James Dobson, Focus on the Family. And he said, "Hey, this is what James Dobson said. He said, I want you to bring your circus under my tent." And I went to work at Focus on the Family, and suddenly I had budget, and we were renting coliseums up and down the West Coast in California. And, you know, Tyndale Publishers called me and asked if I would write a book. And, you know, but it doesn't matter, Butch, where I am on planet Earth or what assignment. Every day we wake up and we say, "Lord, we just want to get one more saved. And
yes,
here we
yes.
are, Lord, use us." That's our driving force.
Well, you know, it's amazing to me that a father is so patient with his children. They take an old hillbilly like me, grew up in a coal mining camp in Monterville, West Virginia. It's like he did you, a little boy on a chicken farm, and use them for his glory. I mean, that I don't care what anybody says, that's amazing. That is a work that we cannot do on our own. Now, you were called in maybe a little bit different direction than me. Mine's a ministry, and we discuss Christ and salvation, of course, but I'm put here to try to teach the Bible to people what's happening in the world today and why it's happening, where it is in prophecy, so we'll know where we're at in time, know what to look for in the future, because the Word of God does not leave us without wisdom and knowledge of what's coming up. He gives us the book to tell us what's going to happen. All we have to do is ask him to show us what it says and discern what it means and live by it. And I know, speaking for myself, Alex, I've been blessed beyond words. I don't deserve anything but God blessed me with. But I've been blessed so beyond measure. No, I'm not a millionaire, not even close. But I have a home in the country. I've been blessed with a wonderful woman, and she still loves me and cooks for me. I can't beat that. So
amen.
Anyway,
amen.
You know, I've been blessed. I want people to know that. More than anything else, I want them to know that God will bless you. You may not walk away as a millionaire. This name it and claim it theology is not Bible, folks. But he provided everything I needed and more.
Amen.
All my married life. And so I have it with peace in my heart and contentment in my heart and joy in my heart. I don't lay around and worry about things. Yes, because things concern me, the world. Of course it does. But I don't lay around and lose sleep over it, because my life is in my Savior's hands. And that's how I live it. Brother, I know you do the same thing, don't you?
I do. And, you know, God is so good. We're just telling our life story here. You know, I tell people, if you need to lose a lot of money and you need to lose it fast, go into the chicken business, because you can you can lose a lot of money in the egg business. Now, growing up, Butch, my life goal was that someday I could buy a set of tires and pay cash for it.
Oh, really?
I mean, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it was a great way to grow up. It really was. And I love the farm. I really do. And I have a real heart for farmers, and I understand it. And I, listen, I had driven hundreds of hours on tractors before I ever had a driver's license and drove a car. But, you know, truth be told, I believe we were poor and we didn't even know it. But whenever whenever we needed to go down to Sears and put tires on the car, I mean, that was a huge crisis, because we could never buy tires, and we rode on old bald wall tires that would pop. And I remember I was probably, I don't know, 15 or 16, and I said to myself, I said, someday I'm going to have a car of my own, and I'm going to be able to pay cash for a set of tires. And that was, to me, that would have been the definition of financial success. But I want to say this, my wife and I, this really is a miracle. We got married, and we got a little two-room apartment in Lynchburg, where we lived for the first 6 years of our marriage. And I went to seminary, and I was on the ground crew, and I worked, and I did auto repair, and I cleaned out gutters, and I taught guitar lessons, and anything I could, anything to get a dollar and pay on my tuition and that kind of thing. But we would tithe, you know. And I remember one time I was reading the Bible, and Matthew 6, verse 8 says, the Father knows what we need even before we ask. God knows what we need even before we ask, Matthew 6, 8. And I had made $100, and we had a power bill that was, I don't know, $85 or $90. And I remember that we tithe, we give 10%, but if I tithed, I'd still be broke and if I paid that power bill. But I prayed and I said, Lord, I'm going to trust you and help us to always tithe. Well,
hang on through that. Don't lose that thought. Hang on through the break, please. Hang on through that. I want to hear the rest of that. All right. So yeah. Break of the break with your phone calls, as always, 717-300-1698. This isn't what I thought way the program was going to go, but this is a blessing to me, and hopefully this to you. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or a call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
You know, folks, we haven't gotten in a lot of deep stuff as far as issues tonight at all. Alex and I both have just been sharing with you our hearts and our lives. And I think it's important sometimes that you get to know us better. There's nothing private in my life. If you don't believe me, ask my wife, Marcia Jean. She'll tell you. There's nothing in our life that he doesn't share. I have nothing to be ashamed of. No, I'm not perfect. Don't take it the wrong way. I made a lot of mistakes. But I'm very thankful for what God has done for us. If you want to call tonight and you want to share something, please feel free to do so. You got a blessing to share? Let's do that at 717-300-1698. Now, you were getting ready to say something before we went on break there. Alex, why don't you finish it?
Well, thank you. You know, Angie and I got married. And by the way, Butch, I just feel led of the Lord to share a little bit of just practical Christian living, because everybody out there, I would say this, God has a plan for your life. And it begins by accepting Christ and being saved. And then the rest of your life as a Christian is the adventure of trusting Jesus every day. Angie and I got married, and in the whole wide world, we had $200. And I'll never forget, we went down a couple of weeks before our wedding ceremony. We went to a local bank and opened a checking account. Now, I still have this same checking account. I've had the same checking account for 36 years. But we put $200 in. We were engaged, and we laid hands on this checkbook. And we said, "Dear Lord Jesus, this is yours. It's not ours. We're going to try to be good stewards." But we said, "Lord, as long as we live, we will tithe and more. Lord, if you'll help us." And I got to tell you, Butch, I was scared. I'm getting married. Can I support a wife? I'm going to go to seminary. How in the world am I going to pay tuition? But we opened this little account with $200. And we prayed and we said, "God, if you will help us, we will live for you." Well, I can tell you, God is faithful. And like you, I mean, we're not rich. We're not in this to get rich. But I want to say to everybody out there, the Bible says, honor the Lord with thy substance.
Yes.
And the first fruits of your labor. I got to share a couple of little testimonies there. So some of my family back in North Carolina, they knew that I was in seminary and I was going to be a minister. And one time the power bill came, and I had, you know, exactly enough to pay the power bill. But if I tithed, I wouldn't quite have enough to pay the power bill. But the Holy Spirit said, look, you made a promise. You're going to tithe. So I tithed. Well, an hour later in the mail, a relative who never had sent me anything, in fact, it was a relative I'd never seen in 20 years, sent me a check in the mail for $100 and said, I heard you're in seminary now. Maybe this will help you. Hey, can I tell you something else that happened to me just a year ago? So there is a Bible conference in Western North Carolina that I've spoken at for 21 years. And for 21 years, they pay me the same amount, and, you know, it's fine. But it's a very modest love offering. Well, July 4th of 2024, so this is, you know, a little over a year ago, I was at a conference, and they were taking up a missionary offering. Now, at that point, now this is just a year ago, but I had $100 in my billfold. But it was, you know, times were kind of thin. My mother-in-law died. We buried her, paid her bills. Anyway, I felt the Spirit of God telling me, give that $100 bill. So that was all I had for about 9 or 10 days. But they were taking up this missionary offering, and I leaned over to my wife, and I said, I got $100, but I think we're supposed to put it in the collection plate. She said, absolutely. Well, so I did. Well, this particular Bible conference that I've been to for 21 years, they never pay me in advance. They always pay me after the event, and they pay a certain amount. Well, anyway, so I give my last $100 bill to the offering plate, and I felt absolute peace. A couple hours later, we get home, and there's a check in my mailbox for three times what this conference had ever paid me. And it came before the revival out in Western North Carolina. They said, hey, Alex, we know our event with you is a couple of weeks away. We just decided to pay you early this year, and we're going to pay you three times what we've ever paid you, but hope it's a blessing.
Wow.
Now, what I'm saying is, folks, you can't outgive God.
No, you can't.
And I'm not, it's not name it and claim it, but I'm saying if you get in tune with the Holy Spirit and you walk and you hear that still small voice, God will look after you. He will. God is faithful, isn't he, Butch?
All the time. All the time. But both of us could tell stories for a long time in the finished broadcast, I'm sure, with his. We both could. And I'm sure many people there could. If they'll call and share, they're welcome to. But yes, he is faithful. He's more than faithful. He's more than abundant with us. He's way beyond that. I don't know what word to use.
Yeah. Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you.
Amen.
Our Lord is faithful.
Yes, he certainly is. And folks, the phone line's open, 717-300-1698. Love to hear from you. 717-300-1698. The line is open. But brother, you know, we're talking about how God been good to us and beyond words. I mean, I wish I had time to share a lot of things too. But if I had more time with people out there listening tonight, if we could all get together and just now share our stories, I could spend days and weeks there by just sharing the blessings. I truly could, as I know you could too. But unfortunately, we have too much work to do to take that much time off. So it is what it is,
yeah.
I guess. But anyway, we're watching our nation. We're watching our children and our children's children being deceived and misused and abused in today's society. I'm not saying they're out there being raped and pillaged. I'm not saying that at all. But everywhere they go, their mind's under attack by all manner of evil all around us all the time. Everywhere you look, you know, and especially in the larger cities, we see perversion and destruction and anger and hatred. It's growing in this country because our nation's forgotten God. And as Psalms 9:17 says, it's being turned into hell. We see that happening. And our children and grandchildren, and now my great-grandchildren, are going to have to pay for this because of what we allowed to happen in our generation before us. And I'm just trying to do what you're doing. I'm trying to tell them there's hope, but it's not in this world, is it?
No, it isn't. Because 1 John 2:15 through 17 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust thereof. And, you know, life is a blessing, and there are many great joys the Lord lets us experience. But look, this world is very temporary. And, you know, the meaning of life is to know Jesus. I mean, if you could be rich and famous and accomplished, and you could have a trophy shelf like nobody's business. But if you live and die without Jesus Christ, your life has been a failure. I mean, really, no matter what accolades or accomplishments, if you reject Jesus Christ, you've missed the very point of life.
Yes.
And our nation, you know, America has been so blessed. You know, Butch, one of the things that God's allowed me to do over the years is I've taught political science. I've taught American history. I love the history of this country. It was a godly history. It really was.
Yes, it was.
And it's been, to a large degree, forgotten or ignored. But this nation, our hope must be in Jesus Christ and moral truth. You know, all of the violence in the inner cities and just, oh my goodness, it seems like every day's news is full of killings and murders and some unspeakable sinful things that people do to each other. We cannot go on this way. We will either fall, if we don't have a revival and masses of people turn to Jesus and live for Jesus. The future of America is this, unless there's a revival, the iron fist of communism or the iron sword of Sharia. I mean, really, we're ripe for the takeover of either Marxism or Islam. And the one thing that can hold both of those juggernauts at bay is Christianity.
Very true. Very true. And there's no way around it. And I'm a lot older than you are, and I know that. But in my lifetime, I've seen so much come to pass in this nation that I want to share the good things God done for me. I want to share the gospel with people. But I have to let them know that we need to put our hope beyond this world. I mean, you mentioned that you know, if you don't know Christ, your life comes to nothing. And that's an eternal nothing. That's not, you don't get out of it in a week or two. That's eternity without Christ. And it's going to be, and there's no way that we can describe that. It's described some in the scriptures, but who can comprehend it? Eternal damnation. It's hard to understand. And it's not because we weren't offered a way out. We were. And that's what makes it even, I think, even worse, is our mind's going to tell us forever and ever that you had a chance and you rejected me. That is going to be the hardest thing, I think, to try to put together in your head throughout all eternity. You had a chance, but you rejected it.
You know, one thing about the Bible that I think is just so beautiful and amazing is the Bible, unlike any other book, the Bible gives an accurate explanation of human nature. And of course, we're sinners. But let me break it down even farther. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23 and 24 says that we are spirit, soul, and body. And I know we often talk about the body and the soul, but really, humans are a three-part being, spirit, soul, and body. Now, the word spirit is really the word pneuma, which which is the breath of God. We have an everlasting spirit. Your spirit will be forever in either heaven or hell. Now, the word in the King James is translated soul is really the word, the Greek word psyche, P-S-Y-C-H-E, from which we get words like psychology. And then body is sometimes it's rendered sarx, from which we get like sarcophagus. But here's my point. God saves the whole person. When you come to Jesus, your spirit is regenerated, made alive. Then for the rest of our life, we begin to build our mind on God's truth. Romans 12, Paul says, renewing our mind by the word of God. And then one day in heaven, we get a glorified body. And, you know, so spirit, soul, and body get redeemed. And, you know, unless you have Jesus, your spirit is, the Bible says, unregenerate. And unregenerate sinners will not be in heaven. And there's one way for our sins to be forgiven, our dead spirit made alive, our guilt removed. And not only are we forgiven, but in the eyes of Christ, we're righteous. And that is when we repent and believe.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah to that. That is, and it's, folks, I know this sounds, how to do that. It's the most simple thing in the world. Totally free. It won't cost you anything. You can't earn it. You can't pay for it. It's a gift given at the expense of our Savior Jesus Christ. He paid the full price. He paid it all. By faith, through grace, you receive Christ as your Savior. And somewhere in the world tonight, somebody's hearing this broadcast that needs to hear this. By faith, through grace in Jesus Christ, trusting Christ, and believing in what he did on the cross of Calvary when he rose from the dead in 3 days, he paid for every sin that you ever committed. Now let that sink in a minute. I don't care whether you're a murderer, a rapist, a thief, a liar, a womanizer. I don't care what you were. A homosexual, whatever. What you are, maybe I should say. Those can be forgiven and taken away from you for eternity. That's a promise he gave us. And it's totally a gift. All you have to do is ask and believe it, and it's yours. I don't know how to put it. You know, that is such a, how else can you say, how much more hope can you give somebody, brother, than to say that your sins can be forgiven right now? You know your circumstances may not change. If you're poor, you'll probably still be poor. If you're like me, you're ugly, you might still be ugly. But the inside's going to change. A new creature is born inside you. And that's where the change begins. And the peace and the joy that will bring out in you will spill on everybody. It really will. Now, the problems are still being there.
It really will.
It will. You still have bills to pay, concerns to live with, but you have a peace through it. Knowing that no matter what the world holds or does, you're guaranteed with Christ. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I love to say this because it's so true. Jesus is as close by as a prayer.
Amen.
You know, here's a verse I love, and I know I quote a lot of verses, but, you know, the Bible is our source of truth. God's word is truth. That's John 17:17. God's holy word, the Bible, is truth. And Jesus said in John 10:35, the scripture cannot be broken. So, folks, there's no expiration date on the Bible. You know, the milk in your refrigerator, you know, will say best if used by. But the Bible doesn't say that. There is no expiration date. God's word is still true. So in John 6:37, the Lord Jesus said this, and this is wonderful. Listen, folks, the one who comes to me, I will in no way reject.
Amen.
Jesus said that. Somebody might say, but you two preachers, you know, I've done this, I've done that. There's stuff I just as soon forget. Jesus said, if you'll come to him, he will receive you. And, you know, Butch, in an audience this size, there's probably somebody listening tonight, and I just want to say, this is your night to make sure, to be certain that you have accepted Christ and been born again. and don't let this moment go by. Maybe there's some people that need to come to Christ, maybe some that need to come back to Christ.
Amen. Yes.
You know, and that's always, today is the right day to turn back to Christ, start walking with the Lord all over again.
Amen. And folks, the office number, if you want to talk to me, if you can't do long distance, the toll-free number is 800-777-4403. Or if you can call long distance, 304-846-4448. Call, leave a message, and I will call you back tomorrow and talk to you. That is a promise. If you leave a message, I'll get the number and I'll call you back. I mean that. 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Let's go to John in Texas. John, come on in and welcome.
I just want to say, back in 1976, I was 19 years old, and pretty much I was an old hippie drug addict, used to be a junkie and all this stuff. And but anyway, I just quit. And it was a thing where I was reading the Bible, but I really didn't understand the Bible. And is still there?
Oh, yeah. Where are you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, something happened on my phone, so I wonder if it hung up or something.
But we're here.
Anyway, I ended up getting involved with a ministry called the Way Biblical Research and Teaching Ministry, and took a class called Power for Abundant Living, and totally changed my life. And I didn't know how to read until I started reading the Bible. And it's one of those things where what we did was cut through the tradition and was just teaching what the Word of God said, and basically saying a lot of this tradition was alive, you know, because it was the doctrines and commandments of men. Right. And but anyway, so we were like really totally persecuted. Yeah. But somehow the ministry ended up falling apart within itself. But the big thing is the accurate teaching of the Word of God, you know, because the truth will make you free. And
amen.
Amen.
It's kind of one of those things where I think back in those days, a lot of my brain cells had been fried, because I really figure I probably would have made it to 20 years old if, you know, God hadn't worked in my life and, you know, put me in the right place, meet the right people and stuff, you know.
Amen. Well, that's called grace even before you're saved, John. That's his mercy. I call that mercy. He gave you mercy. He didn't have to. He gave me mercy. You know, I was a lot older than both of y'all before I was saved. Well, I was 22 years old, but I went through the military. I was in all over the world, Vietnam, Thailand, Laos, Greece, different places. So I was no angel. And all the things I've done, I was ashamed of myself, just like you, John. I was ashamed of them. I'm still ashamed of them. But I praise God that's been washed away. When our Father looks at us, He doesn't see our sins. He sees His blood, His Son's blood. And His eyes were perfect creatures in Christ. And that's what makes a difference, folks. That's what makes a difference to us. Anything else you want to say, John?
Well, I'll say one thing. I really think I got born again when I was a little kid. But nobody really knew the Word of God all that well or something. And, you know, so I think in the long run, you know, I was looking for the truth. It's just that, I don't know, back in those days, you know, if you were doing a lot of drugs and, you know, it's kind of what really people were doing in a way. But I really think in the long run, you know, in a way the devil was trying to kill me, is get rid of me.
Oh, I'm sure. That's his job. Still kill and destroy. Yes, no doubt.
But my grandma always prayed for me, and I guess my aunts and uncles probably were praying for me too. And you know, so.
Amen.
So anyway, it's kind of an interesting long story. So I guess that's about all I'll have to say about it.
Well, thank you, John. Thanks for sharing. Thank you so much. Thanks for the call.
God bless you, my brother.
Appreciate
in the Lord.
Amen. We're down about the last 2 minutes here, and I want you to give everybody please, information how they can find out more about what you do, maybe even contact you by email or something.
Sure, sure. Well, my website is just my name, alexmcfarland.com. AlexMcFarland.com. We do have a brand new book out, just came out Tuesday, on 100 Bible questions on prophecy and the end times. And if people order it either through Amazon or Barnes & Noble, that would help me. My publisher always loves to see when people write a review on Amazon or something. But, you know, my travel schedule, I'm always on the road. And then if... you know, we do 7 youth camps. In fact, Butch, I was just on the phone an hour ago with our youth camps next summer. We'll have 1,200 teenagers in Christian camp. Almost 400 kids every summer that get saved. And then we do events, publishing, broadcasting. And please pray for us, alexmcfarland.com. If anybody wants to email me, my email is just super easy. It's just alex@alexmcfarland.com.
Wow. Okay. There you go. And Alex, I want to thank you for joining me tonight. I do appreciate you doing that. I know you're super busy, and I haven't had you on for a while. It's not because I've ignored you. I guess I can be like you a little bit. I'm a little busy myself. But nonetheless, you're out there doing the work of God, you know, and I appreciate what you're doing. And thanks for being faithful and being there for me when I call you, too. Thank you so much.
Well, you're a dear, dear friend in the ministry. And, you know, I guess I would say to everybody out there, never underestimate what Jesus wants to do in you and through you. 1 Corinthians 15:58, your labor in the Lord is not in vain. So be in church on Sunday. Let's grow in the Lord, and let's do our best to populate heaven.
Amen. And spread the gospel on this earth as fast as we can. I do believe we're in our time. Well, thank you so much, my friend. We'll talk in the future, okay?
God bless you, my brother.
God bless you. Thank you so much. And folks, this wasn't the program I planned all night. This was not the way we planned on going. But I'm so thankful it went the way it went. I certainly got a blessing out of it, and I pray you did too. But the invite I give about calling, I'd love to talk to you if you want to talk to me. 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. If you want to talk to me tomorrow, please call me. I'll be honored to speak with you, and I sincerely mean that. I'm sure some things said tonight probably didn't tickle some people. I'm sorry. We told the truth. We love the Lord. We love you. Enough to tell you the truth. Getting angry is okay if you're mad. I get a lot of people mad at me all the time, but it's okay. I still love them. Folks, for the grace of God, I'll see you tomorrow night. Have a wonderful night. Don't go away.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.